Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Good afternoon, my friends, and welcome to this episode of NWCR's Removing. Went into my updates. last week I was sick, and that is the reason why I wasn't here last week. I felt it was better for me to cancel my show and move it forward a week rather than try and do the show and cough and hack and clear my throat like I just did and make my show rather unpleasant for people. So I didn't do my show last week because of that reason. I was running a fever, didn't feel good, probably had a good case of the flu. I know it wasn't COVID because I've had that. So, but we had a good show on Saturday with Vincent Brown. what is going on with our other show, American by Design? He has had sickness in the family, and they have had some really bad times going on, and because of that he hasn't been doing his show because he's had other things that were more important to take care of. So as soon as that gets all straightened out, hopefully he'll be back and we can get our third show going again. we have also got the possibility of another show coming, and I have talked with this other host for a while because he's had a show that has been on since before my first show in 2013. We've had a lot of talking between him and I, and he was mentioning this last week that that he was in the process of thinking of trying to get his show started back up again. And I told him he was welcome to join us if he wanted to, and that it's kind of up in the hills on that one. I'm trying to get my show back to where it was before I started getting sick and having a bunch of things going on here that set things in a different light for me. My wife has moved out of state and she's in Pennsylvania now. No, we haven't split up, but she has a cousin there who is really very unhealthy, and he just lost his wife to COVID not too long ago, and he has to get their house cleaned up because she was one of these people who collects things, and the house was completely full of stuff. So she is there trying to help him clean up, and with his eyesight being bad, he wasn't able to do a lot of things like drive and stuff like that. So she's there helping him. So I've been in a very empty house for the past week or two now, and that is just one of those things that just happens that we just don't have any control over. But welcome to the show, and we will be right back.
But what we saw in that Senate today was a cowardly group of Republicans who apparently have no option to.
Show me where it said that protest is supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, he kicks.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right on to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. So even if he lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. If I said, if we're in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
It's amazing how people try to frame everything
racially and how they create divisions among our society.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Welcome to hour number one of NWCR Radio with your host, Robert Garding. This is Duke Brooks of Radio Free Delmarva from 92.7 WGMD, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. And I'm proud to introduce my friend Robert as we fight to protect the America we know and love. Through the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason in this unreasonable world, you're listening to NWCR Radio, broadcast through the CNM network in Albuquerque, New Mexico, from our Freedom Studio. And now, here's Robert.
Okay, we're glad that to be back on the air. I know last week kind of threw me for a loop because, like I said, I got sick, and I got sick really fast. It was just one of those things where I was fine one night, and the next day I was not feeling good at all and having all kinds of problems. But my first article I wanted to talk about tonight came from the Western Journal. And, excuse me, I just got through eating some chicken, so that kind of put some grease in my throat, which is not really cool. But the headline on it said, Joe Biden leads a divided America, but he won't like what we're united on. And some politicians would rather reign in hell than serve in heaven. When Joe Biden was vice president, then Defense Secretary Robert Gates observed that he had been remarkably, consistently wrong about everything for going on 40 years. During the same time frame, Biden's boss, President Barack Obama, noted that he possesses an extraordinary ability to mess things up. His description of Biden's bizarro superpower was more colorful than that. Keeping those two keen observations in mind, take a look at where Biden has led America and the world in the short time of his presidency. Russian President Vladimir Putin is about to invade Ukraine. The nuclear-armed KGB-trained mafia boss keeps blaming the unrest on his neighbor. But his ambition to rebuild the lost Soviet empire is clear. Biden could have shown savvy and strength and kept Putin at bay, as his predecessor did for 4 years. But what did Biden do? First, he gave up Afghanistan to terrorists, getting Americans killed and leaving them stranded because he abandoned the only viable base of operations near Kabul. Then he decided not to fire anyone who had a hand in the debacle. Then in one of his few news conferences, he more or less greenlit Putin to invade Ukraine with his minor incursion remark. That quip is causing major problems, and a nervous Europe from the Balkans to Britain is wondering not if Putin will invade Ukraine, but if he'll stop there. In ordinary times, the prospect of military action can unite and galvanize us, but most Americans now believe we have little interest in who owns what in Eastern Europe, and we have much more pressing concerns closer to home. Thanks to Biden's irresponsible spending sprees and trillions more he keeps threatening to spend, the dollars we work so hard for are losing value fast. Biden compounded that problem by kicking American energy producers in the teeth, increasing dependence on foreign oil, and putting money in Putin's pockets. Is Biden dividing the country? Yes. That would be the same Putin who is waving guns at his NATO and non-NATO neighbors. Biden's decisions are making Putin more of a threat, and Biden shows no sign that he's aware or even cares about this. Something else Biden doesn't appear to care about is military readiness and capability. His big idea when he swept into the White House was to make the military woke, which has divided it and eroded Americans' trust in the one institution most of us had faith in just over a year ago. Neither does Biden seem to care about his erasure of the U.S.-Mexico border. He keeps getting caught shipping illegal immigrants all over the country, and he does this in the middle of the night, folks, thinking that if it's in the middle of the night, we won't know anything about it. He keeps forgetting that there is now a media out there that's going to look for shit like this and actually report it. Having tested none of them for COVID-19, despite his lawless government's efforts to hide the scheme from the American people, Biden doesn't care about human trafficking he is enabling or the toxic fentanyl flooding across the border, which is just a couple hundred miles south of me right now. Biden claims to care about the economy, and he keeps touting all the jobs created since he was installed in the Oval Office. But to date, his policies have not created a single new job. Not one single job, folks. Every job that has actually showed up since he has been president has just been jobs that were destroyed by him, and they're finally starting to come back a little bit. So he is still way underwater with that one, though he claims that he's not. To date, his policies have not created a single new job. Democrats shut down businesses at the start of the pandemic, killing jobs by the millions. And here in the state of New Mexico, tens of thousands of jobs were destroyed. And 60% of the small businesses here in the state are gone forever because of the policies that him and our governor have enacted. But now those Democrats are reluctantly opening their states and cities back up with some of those jobs, and some of those jobs have come back. That's not creating jobs, but Biden doesn't care. He says he is. Biden's black woman SCOTUS pick will be good news for conservatives. Biden also doesn't care about the war that criminals and criminal-loving Democratic district attorneys and mayors are waging across the country. If he truly cared, he would call out or even kick out radical DAs like George Gastian of Los Angeles or Jose Garza of Austin and Alan Bragg of New York, who just keep installing revolving doors at their local jails. But he's silent, even as the criminals these DAs free go out and rob, rape, and kill more Americans. The man who has the famous American bully pulpit easily bullied, it turns out. He got bullied into proclaiming that he would choose only a black woman for the next Supreme Court opening, which might have some credibility if he had not voted against the second black man, Clarence Thomas, to ascend to the high court. Biden doesn't really care about diversity. He just cares about political expediency. Thanks to Biden and his woke handlers, Americans are divided on everything from what should be taught in our schools to the very definition of a citizen. We're divided on the economy. We're divided on vaccines, which remember, Biden was among the first to call into question for the sake of politics. And we're divided on everything else. Here in New Mexico, we had a bill that was put out there by the Republicans here in the state, and it was to stop CRT from being taught in our schools. Well, the Democrats killed that one. It's gone now, but they're doing the same things all over the nation. Anything that is good for this nation are being killed by the Democrats. Anything that is bad for this nation are being pushed by the Democrats. Next to his woke handlers, Americans are divided on everything from what should be taught in our schools to the very definition of a citizen. We're divided on the economy. We're divided on vaccines, which, remember, Biden was among the first to call into question for the sake of politics, and we're divided on everything else. Well, not everything. Most Americans despise Biden now. That's something. But when Putin and the Chinese dictator Xi and likely Iran and North Korea all act in concert to sweep up their respective regions, Biden will hardly be in a position to rally America or the world. This legacy of division he has created will fracture the free world further at the worst time imaginable. We have to start looking at what is really going on here, folks, and think with our brains instead of thinking, well, it's a Republican or a Democrat thing. No, folks, it is a right or a wrong thing. And right now, the Democrats are pushing us in the wrong direction. And that most of them are doing that, even though they see what's going on, but they don't stop to think, okay, fine, Democrats are pushing this horrible agenda, but I'm a Democrat, so I'll go ahead and go for it too. And that's exactly what is going on. A lot of the Republicans, on the other hand, know what needs to be done, but they're afraid for their tenure in office. So if they're got an election coming up, a lot of them don't have the backbone to stand up and do the right things. And all of these people who will not do the right things need to be taken out of office, folks. That's just the way it is. They need to be taken out of office. And as long as we keep putting them back in or electing them, this nation is never going to get any better. Everything that we are doing here is killing this nation. And here in New Mexico, we had several elections where we had the chance to get a good conservative in place of our mayor here in the city of Albuquerque. And the man who has actively destroyed the economy of this city for the last 4 years got reelected with a 53% majority. And that right there shows us that the people are not watching what is going on. All they want to do is just listen to somebody talk. And if they talk a good talk, doesn't matter whether the talk that they're saying is a lie, which Governor Keller was telling us all along that it was everything he said was a lie, but because he was one of these people like Hitler who could say things and really orate good and get people to listen to him, he was reelected over people like Eddie Aragon, who did everything that he could to let the people know that we need to start doing the correct things in order for this city to come back. He got 17% of the vote. Then we had another special election, which came on after that, not too long ago, where two Republicans were running for city council. City Council has been Democrat in this city since I can't remember when. It no longer is because one of the Republicans actually won, which surprised me. But the Republican who ran in my district lost big time. I think she got something like 30% of the vote, 35% of the vote, and the other than the Democrat who has actually been in office and has actually done everything that she could to destroy the city council standing in helping Albuquerque. She got elected by the 65% vote. That right there should show everybody that what we are looking at here is a complete failure to communicate. And the people who are not communicating are the Democrats. Oh, yes, they're communicating all right, but they're not communicating the truth. And they haven't for a long, long time. Reeling in the Years reminds us that we will be right back after these important messages with more of the Voice of Reason on NWCR Radio. Conservative Nation Media, or CNM, is pleased to announce the return of Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown. Earlier this summer, Vincent took time off for the summer to do some things that he wanted to do with his family. Family is important, no matter what the left says. Now he is back. Starting on the 19th of September, Vincent Brown is back with Black by Color Only at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturdays with the show that you all loved. Vincent has a special way to let you know just what is going on and why it is good or bad. That's Black by Color Only on CNM, where America always wins. Conservatives are always fighting to find a place they can call home. And every time we find one, the leftists in this nation take that away. Well, we have a new home now, and all you have to do is go in and join. Bite Me in the Basement is that site where we can join in to get our voices heard by others who feel the same way as we do. Just join BiteMeInTheBasement.com and join us for a rousing discussion of American patriotism and become a member. Learn things that you can do to help America become great again, to stop the lawless things that are going on, so we never have to see another fraudulent election like the one that put America-hating Joe Biden into the White House, and now he shouldn't even be there. That's BiteMeInTheBasement.com, and join patriotic Americans for a vision for a future America. Now of trying to find more stories that I had a whole bunch of them lined up, and knowing that I'd broken my microphone tonight, I wasn't exactly sure how I was going to do this show, because holding the mic actually is a lot more work than a lot of people think, especially if you're sitting at a desk and you have to go through the papers that you have printed out for the show and finding out what is going on. The next article is, here's how the Democrats plan to rig the 2022 election to keep Democrats in majority and Pelosi as speaker. And this was written by C. Douglas Golden for the Western Journal, I think. Yeah, I think it is. Western Journal or, yep, Western Journal. When Republican-controlled state legislatures set congressional districts in a manner that's beneficial to the GOP, that's gerrymandering and disenfranchisement. When Democrats do it, however, no matter how egregiously it may be done, it's just plain redistricting. And that happened here in New Mexico. They redistricted everything they possibly could to take away the power of the Republicans who won in this last election. And one of the ones that was scaring the crap out of the Democrats was Yvette Harrell down in southern New Mexico. Well, what they did was they took her area that she was part of, which was all Republican down there, and they made it bigger, brought it up towards the south part of Albuquerque. Well, the part that they brought it into was all Democrat. So now the Republican majority in her district is no longer a Republican majority. And they think this is perfectly fine to do unless it's done against them. And if you're the type that gets in outraged at nakedly, cynical redistricting, egregious is the only word that can be used for the map New York State Democrats have drawn up. While the state currently has 19 Democrat representatives and 8 Republicans in the House of Representatives, the new map will have 20 Democrats-leaning seats, 4 Republican-leaning seats, and only 2 competitive districts, according to an analysis by 538. Talk about an efficient way to try to make sure Nancy Pelosi remains Speaker of the House, especially given that New York is one of the Democrats' most populous strongholds. While the Democrats are protesting maps drawn up by Republican legislatures, even taking states like Alabama to court, this is what passes muster with them. This is the kind of hypocrisy that we highlight here at the Western Journal and also here at NWCR Radio. And it's also highlighted in shows like Black by Color Only, which will air tomorrow night, and American by Design, which is our Sunday show. But they don't think of it this way. On Wednesday, 538 reported the state legislature had passed a map designed to give Democrats a huge advantage in the state, which lost a seat in reapportionment after the 2020 census. What we've been waiting for, the proposed map has an efficiency gap of Democrats plus 9, but that understates how severely it would tilt the playing field toward Democrats, 538 reported. Not only did it create the 20-4 breakdown of safe seats for Democrats and Republicans, respectively, the 2 competitive seats are both advantageous to the Democrats. Do you think New York's congressional map is unethically gerrymandered? This is an increase of 3 Democrat-leaning state seats, a decrease of 3 Republican-leaning seats, and a decrease of 1 highly competitive seat from the old map, the outlet reported. If the map is enacted, it would likely set up Democrats to flip the open Republican-held 1st and 22nd districts, as well as Republican Representative Nicole Maliotakis's 11th district. GOP Representative Claude Kinney would also be thrown into a competitive race against Democrat Representative Antonio Delgado in the new 19th district. The Daily Wire reported Kinney announced Monday she'd be running to represent the newly drawn New York's 23rd congressional district in Congress. "We are officially announcing our campaign for New York 23 this year," she said. I look forward to meeting and earning the support of even more New Yorkers and getting to work for our region in Congress, she tweeted. California firefighter, husband and father of two, shot... Oh, wait, I'm sorry, that was something I should not have had in there. Such an egregiously biased map was only possible because of the weakness of New York's new bipartisan redistricting commission, 538 reported. Under the state law, the legislature may simply draw its own map after rejecting the commission's first two proposals. Yes, there's a word here. There's the word egregious again, and coming from 538, not exactly known as a hive of covert conservatism. It's not just New York's Democrat-leaning gerrymandering that would help Pelosi either. The Washington Post, again, not a bastion of Republican sympathies, reported earlier this week that, quote, in more than two dozen maps passed around the country, Democrats would net an additional five districts that Joe Biden would have won in 2020. But again, it's Republican gerrymandering that's the problem. Right. New York State Republicans are looking at challenging the map in court, which they are also doing here in New Mexico. In a statement, State GOP Chairman Nick Langworthy said it was a brazen and outrageous attempt at rigging the election to keep Nancy Pelosi as speaker, according to the New York Post. Democrats are circumventing the will of the people, Langley said. For all of their phony protestations about transparency and fairness in elections, what they're doing is textbook filthy partisan gerrymandering and is clearly in violation of New York State Constitution. We are reviewing all of our legal options to protect the voices of millions of New Yorkers. If that doesn't take, however, it could bring Nancy Pelosi a little bit closer to retaining the speakership after the midterm, despite a wave of discontent at both President Joe Biden's administration and congressional Democrats. What we are seeing happening here, folks, is the Democrats know they're losing. They know they've got a loss coming. And they know they're going to get their asses kicked. So what they are doing is assuring themselves that they are doing everything they can to fix another election. And yes, I am one of these people who has watched what went on in 2020. I watched what happened in 2020. I watched the rallies that were held between both Trump and Biden. And you cannot tell me that Biden got 81 million votes. He did not. There is no possible way. He couldn't even garner up 200 people to come to his rallies. His rallies had just as many Biden protesters at them as Biden supporters. Whereas Trump's rallies were tens of thousands of people clamoring to see him, clamoring to be there and be part of his Make America Great Again thing. And now the Democrats are constantly now saying, and Pelosi is one of them who's saying this, that what the Republicans want is to bring back the days when blacks were lynched because of something that they said. No, that is not what the Republicans are trying to do, but that is what the Democrats are trying to force people to believe. Republicans are following the rule of law. They are following the Constitution, even though a lot of them don't have the backbone to stand up when the push comes to shove. And one of the reasons why people like Jim Jordan and Ted Cruz and the other ones that have been standing up, DeSantis and Abbott, have been mocked and put down by the Democrats for being someone who are being people who are trying to destroy our democracy. First off, folks, we are not a freaking democracy. And I don't care how often this has to be said. I don't care how often you have to be told about it. Somebody has to stand up and speak out when people like AOC says that we have to save our democracy. We are not a democracy. Democracy is nothing more than mob rule. That's what the Democrats want. That's what the Democrats need to succeed in what they are doing. And they are constantly pushing this non-fact that we're a democracy. No, we're not. We are a constitutional republic. Totally different. There is nothing like a democracy in a constitutional republic. We are a democratic republic is what we are. And the rule of law is our constitution. Something that the Democrats have been actively working on to destroy and get rid of ever since they took power back when Obama came into office. He did everything that he could to destroy what the Constitution stood for. And the race baiting and the racial divide that we have today started then. Before Obama took office, this nation was not racially divided. I mean, don't get me wrong. There were racial problems. There will always be racial problems as long as we are humans. But it was nothing like today. And the Democrats are pushing to make that mainstream America. And if we don't believe what they're saying, then we're the racists. We're the ones who are doing everything that is destroying America. And no one is standing up and saying, wait a minute here. This is completely insane what the Democrats are pushing on us. Nobody is saying this. Nobody is talking back when they speak in front of a crowd. And the reason for that is because when they speak in front of a crowd, they make sure that the crowd supports them. They won't speak in front of a crowd that has American supporters in it. They won't speak in front of a crowd that has Republicans or people who believe in the Constitution in it. And if they do have them in it, they're stuck at the back of the audience so nobody can hear what they're saying. There's no microphones back there. They keep the microphones up front where people who believe in what they're doing to this country can speak out and say, yes, that's what I believe. And the only thing that these people believe in is the destruction of America. And America's being destroyed by these people constantly. And nobody's saying a thing about it. Here in New Mexico, we have a governor who is doing everything that she can to destroy the economy of this state. And she's starting to get pushback, even from the Democrats. We even had a Democrat who I had a war with through email who has now decided that he's no longer a Democrat. They call him a DTS now or something like that. But he left the Democrat Party and joined the Republicans. They don't call him a Republican. Oh, no, they don't call him a Republican because that would mean that they lost. They call him DTS. I'm not really sure what that stands for. Maybe Democrat traitor, something, I don't know. But they don't call him a Republican. And I really don't either because he is not a Republican. But he left the Democrat Party. And we have people here in the state who are leaving the Democrat Party almost in droves because the Democrats are pushing for things that are totally un-American. The Democrats right now are doing everything they can to push communism and socialism into our lives. And anyone who fights against that is someone who is a traitor to America. No, folks. The ones who are pushing for socialism are the traitors to America. And the sad part about this is that a lot of them are the young people who have never been told by anybody that what is going on is wrong. And the ones who have been told that are not Democrats. It is an amazing thing to behold here, folks, as we watch what is going on in this nation and we see how much our nation is being destroyed by the Democrats, and yet we watch them be reelected, like Tim Keller here in Albuquerque. He destroyed this city over the last 4 years. And when the election came to get rid of him and put in a conservative, the conservative got 17% of the vote. And Tim Keller got something like 53. That's what we have to stop doing here in America. Because if we don't, we're going to lose the land of the free, plain and simple.
Reeling in the Years reminds us that we will be right back after these important messages with more of the Voice of Reason on NWCR Radio. As the technology of drones constantly grows and things get easier and easier to do, the cameras on the drones available are better too. So much so that mapping and surveying is now done with drones. That is the one area that Eye in the Sky Drone Services comes into play. You need your roof scanned out for work to be done up there? Call Eye in the Sky Drone Services. You need land photographed from the air? You need to call Eye in the Sky Drone Services. We can even do weddings from a perspective not seen anywhere but in the movies. All in 4K and full color, unless you wish to do your videos in sepia tone or even black and white. We can even go into the oil fields and take photos out there of oil rigs and pipelines too. That is Eye in the Sky Drone Services out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Email us at eyeinthesky@gmail.com or call us at 505-317-8741. Give us a call because we can do it all, because the sky is the limit. Conservative Nation Media is growing, and what better way to grow than to bring our own Uncle Bing Fisher back with his great show, American by Design. Uncle Bing Fisher brings his engineer's insight and his love of America back to CNM with American by Design, Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Time on ConservativeNationMedia.com. So stay with Conservative Nation Media, working to get ourselves back to 7 days a week, where now we have the weekends filled, ending with one of the oldest shows on CNM, with Bing's mellow voice giving you the wisdom that America is craving today. That's American by Design on Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins.
Back. Call-in number is 646-478-5284. I have not been giving that out today because I'm not exactly sure why. I've had a lot of things going on here. I mentioned that my wife is now in Pennsylvania, which is quite a ways away. But hopefully everything will get back to normal before too awful very long. Remember that lawyer, disgraced attorney, Michael Avenatti, who was convicted of wire fraud and aggravated identity theft in the Manhattan federal court. He was the one who was convicted of stealing from Stormy Daniels, an adult film performer, who became the belligerent lawyer's most significant client. Daniels had sued former President Donald Trump for defamation, alleging she'd had an affair with him years before he entered into politics, when he was still a reality television show star. But the disgraced attorney was convicted of wire fraud and aggravated identity theft in Manhattan federal court on Friday afternoon, which was actually today, adding to the legal woes of the former progressive cable news star. Prosecutors accused Avenatti of stealing $300,000 from the advance to Daniels for her book about her relationship with Trump. Avenatti told Daniels' literary agent to send him the money from her $800,000 advance without her knowledge or consent, according to the lawsuit. Daniels' relationship with Avenatti reportedly collapsed after she learned of his theft. The verdicts represent Avenatti's second and third felony convictions, and yet he's still a freaking attorney? Let me tell you something here, folks. If he had been a Republican, he would have lost his license the first time. But now he's got three felony convictions against him. The lawyer who had been hyped as a potential Democratic presidential candidate before his downfall was convicted of extorting Nike in February of 2020. Avenatti has yet to begin serving a 30-month federal prison sentence for his Nike conviction, remaining on house arrest at a friend's residence in California as he fights ongoing legal battles. How many of us would be allowed to do that? We'd be in prison. It wouldn't matter if we had to fight other legal battles. We would not be on house arrest. We would not be allowed to stay on house arrest. We would be in prison. The disbarred lawyer represented himself in the fraud case following a disagreement with his legal team before the trial. In trial arguments, he tried to discredit Daniels by citing her involvement in a paranormal talk show, questioning her sanity, Politico reported. Now, his disbarment right now is not permanent, but it should be. A jury returned the guilty verdicts after earlier indicating to Judge Jesse Furman that they were deadlocked, describing one juror as refusing to consider the evidence of the case. Now, what the hell is a juror supposed to consider here? They're supposed to consider the evidence of the case. You cannot let your feelings get into this. You have to look at the evidence and make your verdict from that. But what's going on now is Avenatti could receive as many as 22 years in federal prison for his latest convictions, although it's more likely he'll receive a sentence similar in length to the one he's already slated to serve, which is only like 30 months or something like, 30-month federal prison, which he hasn't even started serving yet. This is insane, folks. In trial arguments, he tried to discredit Daniels by citing her involvement in a paranormal talk show. The jury returned the guilty verdicts after earlier indicating to Judge Jesse Furman that they were deadlocked, describing one juror as refusing to consider the evidence of the case. Avenatti could receive as many as 22 years in federal prison for his latest convictions, although, like I said, it's more likely he'll receive a sentence of like 30 months. And they'll probably not add it on top of what he's already got, the 30 months, and make it 60 months. They'll just maybe add five months to it and leave it at 35 months, and then he'll be out after a little while. Evan Eddy is claiming damages of $94 million, arguing that former Attorney General Bill Barr conspired to detain him in inhumane conditions. Oh, boo-hoo. Parole is uncommon in federal prison system, making it all but certain Evan Eddy will spend several years in prison. Evan Eddy had broken down in tears during a sentencing hearing for his Nike extortion conviction, admitting that his cable news fame amounted to nothing and that he had destroyed his own career through greed and dishonesty. Daniel's former attorney also faces a civil suit from his most notable client, who seeks to recoup the money he stole from her book advance. The self-proclaimed fighter faces yet another tax and bank fraud trial in California, in which he's accused of stealing from and lying to former clients. Why is he still someone that people supposedly look up to? I don't understand this. Got another one here. Biden official secretly scattering criminal migrants across the city or across America. Beautiful to watch. An anonymous official of Joe Biden's administration hailed the de facto smuggling of illegal immigrants across the southern border following the dismantling of former President Donald Trump's immigration policies, describing it as beautiful to watch. No, what it is, folks, it is destroying America, period. Trump had everything settled down there. Everything was going the way it should be going. And now places like the New York Times and CNN are saying that this is a problem that is unfixable. No, it's not. If we would have stayed with Donald Trump's way of doing things, we would not have this problem at the southern border. We would not have this problem at all. An unnamed official spoke to the New Yorker for a January article about another official who left the administration when they proved unwilling to implement her most extreme pro-amnesty views on immigration policy. Andrea Flores was responsible for dismantling Trump's migrant protection protocols, more commonly known as the Remain in Mexico policy. The policy required asylum seekers arriving to claim legal residency in the United States to await the adjudication of their claims in Mexico. They couldn't come to America yet. The policy proved to be one of the most effective border security efforts implemented during Trump's tenure, significantly reducing the inflow of illegal immigrants and preventing the flawed and Byzantine immigration court system from providing a backdoor to quick legal residency in the United States. Flores had orchestrated a policy under which 13,000 asylum seekers waiting in Mexico were allowed into the United States following Biden's termination of Remain in Mexico. No one heard about it because it ran so smoothly, said the official of the amnesty provided to the immigrants previously enrolled in the MPP under the new program. The program in question entailed moving the mass of migrants out of Mexican border cities such as Matamoros and flying them across the country to various American communities. And most of the communities, folks, that they are moving these people into are conservative communities. They're not moving them to the Democrat-run cities. They're moving them to the conservative ones thinking that these people, since they're being moved in by the Democrats, will vote Democrat. Yet another Biden official hailed the dismantling of Trump's immigration restrictions, which opened the U.S. border to thousands of migrants with highly questionable claims of asylum. This is how government was supposed to work, the official said. Andrea was in charge, and it was beautiful to watch. No, it's not. It's destroying this country, and we have to be able to know what the hell is going on. The Biden administration is doing everything that they can to destroy this country. And moving illegals in without testing them for COVID or anything else, and then shipping them in the middle of the night to cities around the country, is not a good thing. Flores's account of her time in the Biden administration painted a picture of government anxious regarding public perception of its lenient immigration policy, while committed to providing amnesty and legalization and to as many illegal immigrants as possible. And we have illegals all over the country right now who are breaking laws, killing people, drinking, and then getting behind the wheel of a vehicle and causing harm to people or killing people doing it. And the Democrats don't say a thing about it. They think it's a good idea to bring these people in. Why? Because they think that they will be voting for them in the next election. That's the only reason why they're bringing them in, folks. That is the only reason why they're bringing them in. This whole idea that we need to follow what they're doing is insane at best. The illegal crossings at the southern border set an all-time record during the first of Biden's presidency, with more illegals arriving in the country than ever before in 2021. Evidently, the bureaucrats tasked with keeping America's borders secure see such a development as beautiful rather than the consequence of their own disrespect for the rule of law. And there is where the Democrats are getting away with murder here. Nobody will stand up in front of a microphone or in the crowd when somebody else is talking and say, wait a minute, you're breaking the laws. You are not doing what is good for America. Well, I'm saying it. Biden, Mayorkas, Psaki, and Harris, who is supposed to be the czar of the border, are not doing their jobs of keeping Americans safe. As a matter of fact, they are doing everything they can to make sure that Americans are not safe. Thank you for being here tonight. We are back down to the last minute and a half of our show. And I saw somebody was in here earlier. Hopefully they didn't leave because what is going on with my microphone? Maybe my microphone didn't work. I hope it did. But we will be back this next Friday. And hopefully by then everything will be settled and working the way it should be. And we will be back next week. God bless America. God bless our Constitution. God bless the people in government who are actually fighting for you and me. God bless us all. I'll see you next week. And on Monday, I will be doing my next update. Have a good day and stay tuned tomorrow for Black by Color Only. And I'll see you again next week. God bless you all. We'll be right back. God bless us all.